Blackstone Publishing presents Two Worlds and In Between, The Best of Caitlin R. Kiernan, Volume 1, by Caitlin R. Kiernan. This book is read by Jamie Mattler, Helen Lloyd, Amy Landon, Lisa Flanagan, Sophie Amos, Andrew Iden, Kevin Kennerly, Paul Woodson, Gabra Zachman, Robert Fass, Brittany Presley, Matt Godfrey, Tavia Gilbert, Keith Sarabica, Janina Edwards, Suzanne Torin, Nancy Wu, and Joe Hempel. All charts, diagrams, and photographs that appear in the print edition of this book can be found in the bonus PDF file that accompanies your audiobook CD or download. For Aunt Beast. In memory of Elizabeth Tillman Aldridge, 1970 to 1995. "Tell on," quoth the king, who chanced to be sleepless and restless, and therefore was pleased by the prospect of hearing her story. So Shahrazad rejoiced, and thus, on the first night of a thousand nights and a night, she began with the Alf Layla wa Laylahi, translated by Sir Richard Francis Burton, 1884. A long train held up by page on page, a hard rein held up by rage. Once a railroad, now it's done. Sisters of Mercy, Lucretia, My Reflection, 1987. Introduction. This is the second introduction I'll have written for this collection. I wrote the first in October, and here in February, I've thrown it away. It spent too much time prattling on about what's in this book, and hardly any time at all talking about what this book means to me, which is, so far as I'm concerned, what it means. And it means snapshots, because that's what all stories I write come down to. Each is a snapshot of who I was during however many days and weeks it was written. A fictional reflection of my mind fossilized, set in paper and ink instead of stone. Memorialized, for better or worse. This is who I was, and this, and this, and that, and most times I look back and wince. I'm rarely kind to who I was, but other times, looking back is bittersweet. Sometimes I'm even grateful to the me of then who left a snapshot for the me of now. Maybe
Sample complete. Ready to continue?